The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Broadcast. Again, I'm Ricky Scabrell, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. If you're new to the broadcast, if this is your first time joining us on a live broadcast, please let us know in the comment section below that this is your first time joining us or that you are new, and let us know where you guys are joining us from. And as you guys are hopping on here, let me get on to our topic of discussion today. Today, we're going to be giving a word of encouragement today. I want to be dealing with a particular subject called what position are you in today, or where are you and what position are you in right now? If you're watching this visually, you're seeing the inside of a vehicle where the gear shift is, and there is four primary positions. There's park, reverse, neutral, and drive. I want you to say that with me: park, reverse, neutral, and drive. Now, again, this is not a prophetic message. This is not a prophecy message. This is a word of encouragement. Really, if you want to be technical, it's a self-examination message where you can hear this message and you could do a self-examination to see where you are in your position or your walk. I believe everybody watching this today, you're in one of these four positions, and we're going to cover all four of these. This is not going to be a long message, but I believe it'll be a blessing to you if you're willing to receive it. So let's talk about this today. Park. When you get in your vehicle, whether you've got the little knob, you know, the old school used to have the, you know, you'd have the gear shift up here on the old, you'd have the park, reverse, neutral, and drive. And then it went to down here with the gear shift, like I just showed you, you'd have the park, reverse, neutral, drive. Now you've got the little knob that you could turn on the center console on some of these newer vehicles. It's just a little knob that turns like that. So this has advanced over the years, but it's still the general concept here is these four positions. So let's deal with park. The first position on your gear shift is park. By definition, the word park means to bring to a halt, or listen to this, to settle for a considerable amount of time. Let me say that again. Park, P-A-R-K, to be in the park position is to bring to a stop or a halt, or I like this definition, to a place to settle for a considerable amount of time. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. I meant to tell you that's going to be our foundational scripture. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. So this first position is to park. By definition, again, this is a position that many are unwillingly stuck in, or you get stuck in from everything, from complacency, age, circumstances, situations, events have caused us, watch this, to remain parked in our walk with God. So many of you that are watching this today, this is the position that you are either currently in or that you've been in for a long time. It's in a position, listen, it's a position where you were moving, but now you're halted. You've come to a stop. You have now settled in this position for a considerable amount of time. It's a place you feel stuck in, a place of complacency. And circumstances has produced this position in your walk with God. Again, whether it's been through events, health problems, financial problems, offense, whatever the list may go, whatever it may be. Watch this. A vehicle in this position can remain still regardless if the engine is running or not. In other words, if I'm in my parking, if I'm in my driveway, the engine can be running. My foot can be on the gas and all the mechanisms of the engine is going. The RPMs will accelerate. The oil is flowing through the engine. Everything is running as it should be. But watch this. You're not making any progression. You're not moving forward. You're not advancing. It's like you're stuck in a rut. Come on, is there anybody out there? It feels like that you're trying to move forward, but it's like you're stuck in a rut. You're stuck in the same position. You're stuck, come on, going through the motions. It seems like you can't get breakthrough. It seems like you can't make any progress in your prayer time and your devotion and your walk with God. You're just stuck in this position. The writer of Hebrews, which I believe it was the Apostle Paul, some may differ in this, but he talks about leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ and moving on to perfection. There's many people in their walk with God, they are stuck in the park position. They're not maturing in the Lord. They're stuck with the milk. They're not progressing to the meat. They're stuck on the bottle. They're not feeding themselves. They're always wanting to get spoon fed. They're always wanting somebody to take care of them, somebody to bail them out of this, somebody to read the Bible for them, and they don't read themselves. Come on, they're stuck on the milk and not ready to progress into the meat. And again, there's many things can cause this in our lives. So we're not here to really, we're not trying to cast judgment on people because of why they're in the park position, but we're trying to get you to acknowledge that you are in this position and we want you to get out of park and get into ultimately into the drive position. Now that moves, let us move on to the second position. Ready? And this is reverse. There's other individuals that you're stuck in this position. Now, according by definition, the term reverse or the position of reverse is, listen to this, to cause something such as a process to stop or return to a previous state or condition. I'm going to say that one more time. Reverse is you're no longer moving forward, but now you're regressing. You're in a position or in a process where you're returning to a previous state or condition. So, in other words, these are individuals who the Apostle Paul talked about in Galatians chapter 5. Listen to what he said. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty in which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Did you hear that? Entangled again. In other words, he's saying, he's talking to individuals here. He's addressing individuals who were once liberated from bondages of the flesh, bondages of their emotions, strongholds that they've been brought out of. Whether it be physical addictions, emotional addictions, mental addictions, they've been brought out of captivity. They've been liberated. They've been set free. And he's telling them to stand fast in this freedom. Stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has made you free. And don't be entangled again with these bondages. The author of Proverbs 26:11 says, as a dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool will repeat a folly. That's a pretty strong connotation there or analogy, but he's talking about a dog returning to his own vomit. All right. And then in Proverbs 14:14, it says the backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways. his own ways. In other words, notice he uses the term backslider. Listen, I've never met a Holy Ghost on fire, fervent, passionate, zealous believer of Christ. I've never met one of those fall into sin. I've never met anybody that's on fire for God suddenly wake up one day and they have fallen back into alcoholism, fallen back into pornography, fallen back into some kind of a bondage or some kind of a stronghold, or they have fallen away from the Lord. No, but I can line up individuals and show you if they were to be honest and if they were to be transparent and if they were to testify and share with you how they ended up in a backslidden state. They will all tell you that at one time they were moving forward in the Lord. They were progressing in their walk with God. They were progressing in their work, in their prayer. They were progressing in their devotion. They were progressing in reading the Word of God. They were progressing in gathering together with other believers, and their relationship was strong. But something along the way, come on, some obstacle along the way, they hit a pothole, if you would. They got in an unexpected accident, if you would. And because of that, it's now caused them, they're not parked, they're not even parked, but now they're moving backwards. They're regressing and not progressing. These individuals were once seen on Friday nights in bars and in clubs, and they were smoking the dope, and they were doing the hard drugs, and they were doing all these things, and God totally set them free from these things, and they were liberated from these things, and they were moving forward in their walk with God, and they were walking in the liberty. But then as time progressed, things happened, and now they are regressed. They're moving in reverse. And now they're back in the bars, back in the clubs, back in the drugs, back in the bottle, and back in relationships that they were once liberated from. Come on, Galatians chapter 5. And they're yoked again in the bondage, and they need to be liberated and set free again. So why? So that they can get out of the reverse and move back into the drive position. Okay? We saw this with the life of Peter in John chapter 21. I'm not going to read all this for sake of time, but you can read this in your own time. The reference to this is in John 21, 1 through 5. Jesus Christ was crucified. He was buried, put in the tomb, and he rose again on the third day. But there was a period of 40 days in which there was that Christ revealed himself unto the disciples. But there was a time in that period where the disciples became depressed. And one of them, Peter, and more than likely it was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and others, they put the gear in reverse and began to regress back into the thing that God called them out of. Come on, he called them out of fishing for physical or literal fish, to become fishers of men. He called them to be disciples. But when Jesus was taken out of the picture, come on, when his presence was no longer there, when he was no longer communion with them, they regressed back to the thing that God set them free out of. You can find this in John 21. Peter began to go back to the thing that God called him out of to begin with. But again, I've always preached this. Here's the thing. You can go back to the club. You can go back to the bars. You can go back to the strongholds. You can go back to the things that God sets you free from, but they will never bring you fulfillment and never prosper, and they will never bring you joy that you once had before you gave your heart to the Lord. Because come on, once you've tasted of the Lord and saw that he is good and tasted of the heavenly things of God and his kingdom, none of these things will ever fulfill you like Christ can fulfill you. So just like the Bible says, sin is fun for a season, but when the season is up, you will realize that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So you can, you come on, you can drive in reverse, but it's reckless. It's dangerous. And you're going to cause an accident, and either you're going to pay the price, or somebody that's in the direct line of your path is going to be, is going to suffer the impact of the collision. And there's going to be a lot of collateral damage from it. So we don't want you stuck in reverse. We want you to get back into the drive position. So there's others, you may not be in the park position, you may not be in reverse, listen, you may not even be in drive, but you're kind of, you're stuck in neutral. You're in the neutral position. What's the neutral position? Listen to this. This neutral is being stuck in a place where the engine is running, but there is no progression. You can even put your gas, listen, it's very similar, watch this. It's very similar to being in the park position. The RPMs will go up when you hit your foot on the gas. The engine will run. The oil will go through the pistons. Everything will run. But watch this. But there is no progression being made. Watch this. The main purpose of neutral on an automatic is for towing or pushing the car. Oh, come on. I know where I'm going. However, the downfall of neutral is that unlike being in park, the vehicle, watch this, will gravitate towards what is pulling it, or it will be influenced by what is pushing or pulling it. Oh, the difference between being parked and being in neutral is that in that when you're in park, you are rejecting support or any help to move you, whereas in neutral, you are open to support. That's the good part. But the bad part is, unlike in being in drive, in neutral, you know, you are no longer going against the current, but you're going with the current. Come on, this is good stuff, guys. You need to be taking notes on this kind of stuff right here. What, here's what I'm trying to tell you. Someone who's in neutral, if you listen, if you're on an incline hill and your car is in neutral, and not if you're in park and you've got the emergency brake on, even though gravity is pushing you down, you will not move because your car is in park with the emergency brake on. But if you're in neutral on a hill, your car, because of the weight of the vehicle, is going to be swayed with gravity. Oh, there's some people that are watching this today. There's some people that are listening to this today. And either you are in this position, or you know people in your family, in the church, in your marriage, in your friends, or whatever the case may be, you know who you are, or you know who they are. These are the Christians that are shallow rooted. They have a small root system in their walk with God. They don't have a strong maturity level in the walk with God. And they are what the Apostle Paul talked about. They are blown and they are driven by every wind of doctrine. Come on. They don't stand for anything, but they fall for everything. Whatever's popular, that's what they're going to let sway them. Whatever the culture says, that's where they're going to let the culture blow them in whatever direction the culture says. So if it's popular, come on, in the modern progressive church to stand for what God calls an abomination, they will not stand for what God says, but they will be blown by the wind of doctrine. They will stand with the culture and not with God. They will be swayed by the culture and not by the Holy Spirit. When it's interesting, when you read the gospel, when you read the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Luke, Jesus talked about John the Baptist, and he said of John the Baptist that he was not a man that was, come on, he was not swayed and he was not driven, and he was like a reed that was not shaken in the wind. Come on. We all know these Christians, these self-proclaimed believers. They will stand momentarily, but they will be blown by every wind of doctrine. They will be swayed by culture. They will be swayed by influence. They will be swayed by circumstances. Come on, if it's too cold outside, they won't come to church. If it's too hot outside, they won't come to church. If it's raining, they won't be there. It's all the ducks got to be in a line. It's got to be the perfect day. Everything's got to be, listen, I'll be at church as long as everything is good. Everything's going my way. I've had a good night's sleep. I've got money in my pocket. Come on, all the ducks in a row, everything's good. I'll be there. Listen, good luck with that, because here's my point I'm trying to say. If you make a point to say that you're going to be in the house of God, or you're going to serve God, or you're going to start ramping up your prayer life, you're going to start your fasting life, you're fasting with God, and you're going to pursue and press in with God like never before. Listen, if you're waiting for the perfect day to do that, you'll never get that, because if the enemy knows that you are influenced by circumstances and by all these things as your gauge, he will make a point to make something happen every single day, because he knows he can move you and he can influence you by circumstances. I've talked about this on other podcasts. Listen, you start inviting people to come to your home group, your cell group, your church, or whatever, or have an encounter with God, and the moment they say, I'm going to be there on Friday night, you can take it to the bank that all hell is going to unleash whatever it can to prevent them, hinder them, or keep them from coming to the very thing that they have devoted themselves to come to. Why? Because, listen, he knows that many of them are moved by circumstantial faith. Hallelujah. They believe in tithing and they believe in giving as long as they've got money in their pockets, and as long as everything is good, they're getting raises at their job and they've got a good paying job. But the moment the job dries up, they've run out of money, then you see where their faith really is. Then you see if they're a faithful tither. Then you see if they're a faithful giver. It's easy for you to believe in healing as long as you feel good, you're healthy, and you've got a clean bill of health. But what happens when, come on, the circumstances begin to testify different than what the Word of God says? Are you still going to stand on, by his stripes I am healed? Are you still going to believe that God is the same yesterday, today, or forevermore? Or are you going to capitulate and compromise your theology based on your circumstances? Oh, listen, I'm preaching better than some people are listening today. I'm trying, but listen, let me, on the flip side of this, on the good side of being in neutral versus park, you listen, in a park position, you are rejecting support. You can't get told, you can't get pushed, and you can't get moved. But in a neutral position, you can be moved, you can be told, and you can be pushed. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say there was a man in the Gospels that was a paralytic, and he couldn't even get himself into the house of God. So he had four men who showed up, saw his circumstances, and saw that he was not parked, but he was in neutral. Come on, the engine was still running. His foot was on the gas and he wanted to go somewhere. He just needed someone to come along and get him to point A to point B. And the four men carried the man who was a paralytic, and they tore the roof off the place and got the man to Jesus. Peter was willing to walk on water, but he began to sink. And Jesus was there to pull him out when he was sinking. And Peter was in the park position. He would have never got out of the boat to begin with to even step out on the water. Come on, somebody. Moses said, I can't speak to Pharaoh. I can't approach Pharaoh. I can't do this. But God said, here, take Aaron with you. Moses was given a staff. He was given the capability, and he was willing, but he was fearful. So God said, here's Aaron to help you along. I'm going to give you a push. I'm going to give you a nudge. Come on. Some of you are, you're in this position. And it's okay, Moses. It's all right to have, sometimes you can't carry the load by yourself. You can't carry the weight on your own. That's why God, in some seasons of your life, he's going to bring you a Jericho, a Jethro to come along. He's going to give you an Aaron and a Hur to come along and lift up your arms so that in this season where you're fatigued, where you're tired, where you're ready to throw in the towel and where you're ready to give up, the Aaron and the Hur in your life is coming along to uphold you, lift you up, and help you get from point A to point B and get out of this season and get back onto the road and on this journey. Even Jesus, who was carrying the cross at one point, could not physically carry the cross any longer. So there was a man on the side of the road, come on, that picked up the cross for a point for a season and carried the cross that Jesus wasn't able to take to get up to the hill of Golgotha. Come on, there's some of you, that's where you're at. God's not condemning you today, and neither am I. And you need to swallow your pride and call up some elders, call up your brother, call up some sisters and say, look, I am in a depression. I am hurting right now. I am in this place that you didn't know I was in. This is why I've not been in church lately. This is why I've not showed up to Bible study lately. This is why I've not returned your calls lately, because I'm in this funk, F-U-N-K. I'm in this pit. I'm in this ditch. I am stuck in this place of neutral. I'm not in park. I'm not in a place where I'm not immovable. I'm in a place where I just need some help. I need somebody to come along and give me a nudge and help me to get from point A to point B. But listen, ultimately, we don't want you stuck in park. We don't want you hanging out neutral. We definitely don't want you in reverse, but we want you to be in the drive position. By definition, the word drive means to propel or carry along by force in a specified direction. Let me give you a secondary definition: to impart a forward motion by physical force, to set or keep in motion or operation through momentum. Good gracious, this is powerful. Now, I got to read it again. The word drive has three primary definitions. Let me give them to you. To propel or to carry along by force in a specified direction. Here's number two: to impart a forward motion by physical force. Number three, to set or keep in motion or operation through momentum. Let me give you a powerful scripture in Matthew chapter 11, verses 12 and 13 from the New Living Translation. I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. Ready? And from the time John the Baptist began preaching until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing and violent people are attacking it. For before John came, all the prophets in the law of Moses looked forward to this present time. Let me give you another translation. For the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing and forceful people take hold of it. I love that translation. In other words, guys, listen, the kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing. It's advancing right now, whether you like it or whether you're not, whether you're in on it, whether you're not in it, whether you're stuck in the garage in park, whether you're stuck on a hill in neutral and being moved by every wind of doctrine, being carried away by culture, or you're stuck in a position where you're trying to help people come along and you need some Aaron and hers to come and enable you and push you out of the valley that you've been in, stuck in, and get you over the hill. Listen, or you're in a place of reverse and you're regressing backwards, the kingdom of heaven is advancing, and the kingdom needs you to be in the kingdom for such a time as this. Your kids need you advancing. Your family needs you to advance. Come on. Your husband, your wife needs you to advance. Your church needs you to advance. Your community needs you to advance. Your pastor needs you to advance. The kingdom needs you to advance. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing. You know what this tells me? It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a walk in a park. It's not going to be a cakewalk. Listen, to live this Christian life is not easy, and it's not for the weak. In fact, the Bible says the path to eternal life is narrow, and few be that find it, but wide and broad is the path that leads to destruction, and many be there that go into it. And listen, if you're looking for an easy walk, the walk of Christianity is not it. He says, if any man desires to follow after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow after me. So I'm going to ask you today, are you ready to follow after him? Are you ready to press in? Get your gear out of park. Get it out of reverse. Get it out of neutral. Are you ready to not just get by? Not just to live normal Christianity, but are you ready to put this thing in drive and say, where he goes, I want to go. Where he is, I want to be. I want to know where the Spirit of God is leading and where he's taking me in this hour, because I need it. My family needs it. My community needs it. My church needs it. Come on. My marriage needs it. My grandchildren need it. And you need it. And I need it. No, come on. God is wanting us to be his hands and feet and not be stuck. Come on. Circling the mountain, come on, year after year after year, wandering the same mountain over and over and over again. Come on, I tell my people all the time that are in close proximity to me, I refuse to go around this mountain and have this same conversation 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I want to move forward and advance to what God has for me in my life. Come on, do you believe this today? Come on, I want you to receive this today. I want you to receive this. I'm going to give you some information real quick on our ministry, and then we're going to pray with everybody here. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. That's where you can find us. That's our landing page. If you've not yet downloaded our free app, it's free. If you're watching by Facebook Live, you're watching by YouTube, watching by Rumble, right there in the description, it says download free app. There's a link below. Click on that link. You can click there, and it's going to take you to where, whether you're an Android or Apple, you click on your logo, your emblem, banner, whatever it is, it's going to take you there. You can download the free app. If you're listening by podcast, type in End Time Headlines, either in the Apple store or the Android store, get our free app, push yes to push notifications. You're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our latest podcast that you can watch right there on the app or your tablet. On the bottom where it says listen or watch, it's going to be right there for you and for your convenience. And as always, guys, we want to give you an opportunity. If you've not yet prayed about becoming a monthly partner or supporter of our ministry, you can do that easy, either two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give through check or money order, and you can make that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, I want to pray for everyone that's watching this today. Again, I believe every single one of us are in one of these four positions today, and it's up to the Holy Spirit and for you to figure out which one of these positions you are truthfully in. And we want to pray ultimately, whatever position you're in, that you get out and you're into the drive position. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for our listeners and our viewers today. Lord, there's individuals that are, they're stuck in a rut. They're not moving. They're not progressing. They're not going anywhere. They are immovable. They've made themselves in this. They've settled in this rut. They're in the park position. We pray that, Lord, you would take out of them a stony heart and give them a heart of flesh, that you would give them breakthrough today, that you would give them a refreshing and a renewal today, a spark of fire in their heart today that gets them out of this park position and gets them back into the, on the highway, the freeway, gets them back in into progressing forward in the dry position of the kingdom of God as it's advancing today. There's people today that are watching, Lord, and they have even regressed back. They are gone back into the yokes of bondage. They're back into the strongholds, back into the addictions, back into the cycles of defeat. And I pray today that the power of the Holy Spirit would break that cycle and set them free from those weak and beggarly things that the Bible talks about going back and regressing into, and that they would be set free from these things, and they would cast off the weights, according to the book of Hebrews, that so easily besets them, and they run the race that's set forward in their lives. Lord, I believe there's people watching today, they are stuck in the neutral position. They are stuck in a place where they are blown by every wind of culture, doctrine, whatever the latest and greatest is. And Lord, you do not want us to be like this. You want us to be immovable as far as being blown by the doctrines of men. You want us to be steadfast. You want us to be not driven by the winds of culture and change, but you want us to be moved by the Holy Spirit and you alone. And I pray that that be the case today. And ultimately today, Father, I pray we all get into the dry position, and let us move forward and advance into what you have called us to advance into in such an hour and time as this for the kingdom. And Father, we thank you for this word today. We receive this word today. We apply this word today. And Lord, we ask that we bear fruit of this word today in our lives. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus, all God's people prayed and said amen and amen. Guys, again, God bless you. And thank you so much for hopping on today for this. For you guys that don't know this, yesterday, we pulled an old message from our archives and we edited it and we put it out on our podcast. We put it out on Facebook. We put it out on YouTube. We put it out on Rumble. It's on our app and everything. And it's exposing ghost and the paranormal. This is a right now word for the season in which we're in. So listen, you may have already seen that message or heard that message in a few years ago when we first released it. But if you've not yet heard this, please go and listen to this. Share that with as many individuals as you can. That is a very good equipping message that's going to reveal and it's really going to unmask all that nonsense and why it's important to stay away from that stuff. And you need to go see that. Again, it's on our podcast. It's out there. It's all over the place. We archived that. And of course, this message will be archived as well. So listen, we're going to take off tomorrow, which is Thursday, and we're going to be back on here on Friday, and we're going to close out the week with either another encouraging message like this, or we'll give you another prophetic viewpoint message where we'll take a headline from this week and we'll give you a perspective from Bible prophecy. So either way, we will be back on here Friday, Lord willing, and as we plan. But until then, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you and may his countenance be upon you. Until we see you again, guys, God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.